from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at the U.S. leader's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida Thursday and Friday. Their two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Threats and sanctions, including China's recent cutoff of coal imports, have failed to deter Pyongyang's drive to become a nuclear-armed power. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. Tokyo called a February North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of Japan intolerable. Russian authorities say at least 9 people have been killed and 50 others injured in an explosion on the metro system in the city of St. Petersburg. Russian media reported that the blast took place at the Sinaia Square metro station in the city center. Russia's anti-terrorism committee says an explosive device at another St. Petersburg metro station has been deactivated. All metro stations in Russia's second-largest city have been shut down. Russian President Vladimir Putin said investigators looking into the incident are considering all possibilities, including terrorism. He said the reasons are yet unclear, so it's early to talk about them. The investigation will tell, but obviously we always consider all options, grassroots and criminal, first and foremost, acts of terrorism. A senior White House official says Jared Kushner, the son-in-law and senior advisor to President Donald Trump, is in Iraq. Kushner is traveling with General Joseph Dunford. This is VOA News. President Trump meets with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi Monday at the White House. It's the Egyptian leader's first official visit to the president's mansion. Former U.S. President Barack Obama froze aid to Cairo after Egypt's military, led by then-General Sisi, overthrew Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in 2013. Sisi was elected to the presidency a year later. Obama did not invite Sisi to the White House and was critical of the military regime's crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, which Morsi represented as president. Sisi regards the Brotherhood as a terrorist group. Monday's Oval Office meeting is being keenly watched in Cairo, where there's intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world following Trump's ban on citizens from 6 Muslim-majority countries. The U.S. Senate is facing a string of key votes this week over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch. Democratic opposition to the conservative 49-year-old jurist is mounting. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing that one way or another, Gorsuch will be confirmed in the coming days to fill the 9th seat on the Supreme Court left vacant by the death more than a year ago of Justice Antonin Scalia, a conservative stalwart on the court for 3 decades. A Senate panel is expected to approve Gorsuch on Monday, sending the nomination to the full Senate for its consideration, where 3 Democrats have joined all 52 Republicans in supporting his nomination. But Senate consideration of the nomination is setting the stage for a bruising partisan battle that could forever alter how the chamber operates and further erode already fractious relations between Democratic and Republican lawmakers. Families and rescuers continue to search for victims of flooding and landslides in the southern Colombian town of Mocoa that have killed at least 254 people, including children, injured hundreds, and devastated entire neighborhoods. President Juan Manuel Santos blamed climate change for the disaster, saying Mocoa had received 1/3 of its usual monthly rain in just one night. Several rivers burst their banks near Mocoa in the early hours of Saturday, sending water, mud, and debris crashing down streets and into houses as people slept. Volunteers and firefighters tended to 82 bodies downstream in the town of Villa Garzon and said many corpses were still caught in the debris. Disaster officials say more than 500 people were staying in emergency housing. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.